Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Politos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
Today we're discussing learning about the world, we're talking childhood trips, traveling fails, and cultural differences. Well, welcome.
Yes, welcome. This is episode 4, and so this is the last episode of our launch week.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. This has been so fun. And yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe we're reaching the end of our beginning.
Of our launch week. Yeah. So after this, we're going to have our weekly, weekly episode.
Yeah.
So.
Weekly uploads of episodes. And who knows, we might have little bonus episodes now and then. But yeah, that's the plan, is to do weekly episodes.
Yeah, so today we are talking about, I think one of my favorite topics, you know, traveling, cultures, learning about the world and people. And so I am so excited. Out of the three kind of pillars that we say that we're, you know, that we talk about, you know, simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, learning about the world. Learning about the world is probably one of my favorite pillars. Yeah. So I have a last question brought to you by my brother once again. he gave me like three questions. So
that's perfect. That's what we question needed.
He said, and it fits perfectly with our topic today.
Okay.
Any travel plans in the future? Perhaps after this is all over. Meaning, you know, after this whole pandemic thing is all over, but
not after this podcast.
No, not after this podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do have
right
one trip coming up for sure.
Yeah. So I think the previous episode we said that we were going to go to
the Grand Canyon.
But things changed.
Yeah, plans changed, and we're actually going to
Hawaii.
Yep. Hawaii is somewhere that both of us have, like, individually said we didn't want to go. And I'm not really sure why. I think it seemed very, like, cliche to go to Hawaii, which is silly. Obviously, people like going there for a reason. And also, I'm not a big beach person. Like, if I could choose between the beach and the mountains, I would always choose the mountains.
Yeah.
Or even, like, the lake, somewhere where it's more woodsy and green.
Yeah
The beach is just not like my favorite thing.
Yeah, but then, you know, the opportunity arose, and
we're going with my family, with my mom and two of my brothers. Oh yeah, so back to the question.
Yeah,
that's our upcoming
our plan to head out to Hawaii and be there for like 5 days, and then I think we're going to extend it to spending time in California, flying from Hawaii back to California and spending time with family and hopefully some friends.
And then probably stay there till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then fly back and then do it all over again, except for minus the Hawaii part for Christmas.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a longer trip, which is cool, you know, to relax and with like work and stuff for Savannah. I think work's really good, and you know, she's fully transitioned into a stay at home job, which is cool, and she's getting a lot of good, you know, jobs, you know, within that, like online teaching.
Yeah, I've been teaching English.
Have been requesting her and staff, and I'd like to do that too, transition into that and a lot more. And so, but anyway, yeah. So it's been a while between episode 3, episode 4. We've actually took a break, you know.
Yeah.
Of recording, kind of like felt like a month, but maybe like 3 weeks or so.
It might have been close to a month. Do we want to say why?
Yeah, we ended up getting another placement,
a foster care placement.
So another kid to come into the house, and so that it was cool and stuff, and now we, you know, transition him to somewhere else, you know, with another family and stuff, which worked out with his like program and his case and everything that was, you know, intended for him to to be short-term with us and long-term somewhere else. And so,
yeah, so we were kind of like a short
placement.
Yeah, we were kind of a short placement between, you know, kind of where he needed to be. But
yeah, so it was a cool experience. You know, we had a good time with him and learned a lot. And he was very funny, and the stuff he did and said and stuff, a lot different than our other kids, you know. But it was cool. So now let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay, so talking about traveling, I thought we would start with, what was your favorite trip that you took as a child with your family?
Yeah, we actually never left the U.S. Actually, we did. Never mind.
I was going to say, yes, you did.
Yeah, to Mexico twice. So once when I was like 6 years old, so it was just me and my mom and dad. We went there for Christmas and spent a few weeks over there. We stayed at my grandparents' house, and they live in a valley, and it gets really cold real quick. And there was just so much going on during that month, and also the month of November. There's this big old thing, you know, like festival and stuff going on, and also in December. So I remember going to parties, just a ton of parties and a lot
like
of food,
family parties
and just like friends, you know, from my grandparents' side, and like and yeah, a lot of like carnival rides and stuff. I remember my aunt, one of my aunts, she made me go to a ride, like a kind of like a spin type of ride. They get on and then the whole, like, you know, bar comes down and you hold on to it, and then it imagine it like a casino, like one of those things that you, I've never been to a casino, but one of those, like, you know, things you spin and
then
the little
ball.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. So kind of like that. And I think it was like a casino themed.
Wait, is it the ride where you like, it spins fast and you feel like you're stuck to the wall?
Kind of like that, but there's no wall. You're just sitting on like a,
oh,
on a seat.
Oh, okay.
And then the machine spins and stuff. And so she made me get on, and I was so scared, and yeah. And so I did it.
Probably my favorite childhood trip was, there were a lot of really good trips to Lake Tahoe. That was super fun. We would go to Lake Tahoe, and then from there we would go to Fallen Leaf Lake, which is like near Lake Tahoe, and you have to go down this like windy one lane road.
Uh-huh.
And you go down like into this valley, and there's this beautiful lake down there. And my great aunt and uncle go there every year. And so a lot of times we would go, and like we wouldn't usually stay at that lake. We would stay at Lake Tahoe, but then we would go and visit them. And that was super fun. And my great uncle would always take us on a boat ride around Fallen Leaf Lake, and he would tell us about like the different things, and like, oh, this movie was filmed here at this cabin on the lake, and if you look up in this tree you can see this bird's nest. And so he had all this information about about the lake. And I know that we went to Fallen Leaf Lake together with my family.
I remember the windy road. It was very scary because, like, to the left, it was, like, the, you know, houses. And then to the right, you were, like, on the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
So
it was scary.
Just fall to the lake.
Yeah, it's very precarious. Did we go on a boat ride, though?
No.
When you went? Okay, I didn't think so. We just kind of hung out with family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but that place, Fallen Leaf Lake, is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I have stayed there when I was younger. So like when I was a kid, we did stay actually in one of the cabins on Fallen Leaf Lake.
That's cool.
And it was so pretty. And I remember we saw a bear one time.
Really?
Like right outside of our cabin. And my mom and my mom's cousin were like trying to like get all the kids inside really quickly and stuff. And they were kind of freaked out.
I want to see a you know, bear in real life. And
yeah, my uncle had a bear come in his house.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's very scary.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine how scary it would be. Oh, man. I know, it sounds like a really cool experience, and yet, Oh, so scary. So yeah, Lake Tahoe trips and going to Fallen Leaf Lake are definitely like some of my, you know, favorite memories. And then we also took a really fun trip to Crescent City. And it was Halloween, but again, we didn't celebrate it. And so we had kind of just like forgotten that it was Halloween. I was in the shower. And I was probably like, I don't know, 9 or 10. I was taking a shower and all of a sudden my dad is like knocking on the door of the bathroom. And he's like, Savannah, get out as fast as you can. And he was panicking, like full on panicking. And so I didn't know what was going on, but I was like quickly trying to get out of the shower and get dressed. And I come out and my dad's like panicking and saying that he thinks that we're like under attack. And he made us all like go into this one room and like crouch down.
Yeah.
And so what had happened was, and I was in the shower, so I missed like.
And this was right like after the 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why your dad.
So that's why he
out.
Was panicking so much more than he would have is because this was, I think it was 1 month after
9/11.
I think it was in 2001.
Right.
That we were traveling and this was October. So anyway, what had happened was he started hearing these like really loud booms that sounded like gunshots.
Yeah.
And then he didn't know what was going on. So he looked out the window of like our rental home where we were staying and he saw people running down the street.
Yeah.
And so it turned out that in this town, they were doing fireworks on the beach.
Yeah.
For Halloween. Like, who does fireworks on Halloween?
That's a thing.
No, it's not. And the people that were running to, like, go see the fireworks. Gotcha. So they were running to the beach to see the fireworks. And so then we opened the blinds after we had been, like, crouching down thinking that we were under attack. We, like, opened the blinds and watched the fireworks show from our window of our little rental house.
Yeah. Growing up, you know, being an adult and having more freedom and stuff, I think that I got the itch. I got the travel bug, you know, for sure, during like college and stuff. And before that, I was very like I don't want to like leave, you know, Salinas. That's where I grew up. And like, I don't want to, you know, like, I don't, it's fine, you know, like, it's, why do you need to travel? you know? And so I don't care about going back to this one place or, you know, country or whatever. After my first, I think, mission trip to Morocco, that's when I got the bug, you know. And so that's when things just, you know, traveling and doing these adventures was something like, okay, I want this, you know. I want to make it a goal to every year to try to go. And I think I did, you know, like up to our honeymoon, like that's every year I would go to different countries and stuff. And it was fun.
So Morocco was the first place that you went, like your first big trip besides going to Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, had to like cross an ocean to get there and stuff. And so, and it was a lot different than, you know, Salinas and Sid's big, it was cool. I liked it. You know, I kind of blended in a little bit. I kind of looked like, you know, people and stuff, but then having to, you know, realize like, they speak a different language, it's a different culture, it's a, you know, the different religion and different, you know, food and everything pretty much was different. And so that was very cool, very awesome. And so I think that's one of my favorite trips I took, being there for a month. It was pretty cool. During the month of Ramadan, and people fast and stuff. And so that was very interesting too. So I would say that was, you know, one of my favorite trips that kind of launched this whole like adventures out there, you know, a vibe. And I think another one was backpacking from Panama all the way to Belize or Guatemala, and doing all 7 countries in Central America.
That's so cool.
Within a month and a half or so. So that was the longest I've like was out of the country traveling and stuff. And like majority of my trip was by myself, and it was scary. And
I bet
people were like, okay, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
How did your parents feel about that?
I think because being a guy, I think it's a lot different, I would say, you know, than like my sister would travel and stuff. But they were very like still very nervous about it, very hesitant. They're like, why, you know, like, and also like the money, like you have the money and stuff, you know, it's if you have the money, okay, whatever. But then they were very worried about it too, which I understand, and I'm grateful for that. But I think I just, I don't know, saw things differently. I'm like, I there's a value and meaning behind, you know, getting to have the privilege of traveling, getting to submerge, you know, yourself in a different world.
One of my favorite trips was doing a road trip with my brothers from California, where we lived, to Minnesota, where my brother was going to college. So we went and dropped him off. And then my older brother and I continued on, and we went to Canada and then back. I'm like looking at the map of the trip. So we went from California to Minnesota and then to Canada and then back down, and kind of made like a little loop back home. And that was super fun. We stopped at a bunch of different state lines because I like to take pictures at the state line with like 1 foot in each state. Mm-hmm. We went to one tri-state area. So there we were like standing at the border of three different states. So there were three of us and we were all standing in a different state. And that was super cool. We took pictures of that. We got there like in the middle of the night. So it was super dark.
Yeah.
And then we hung out in around like Minneapolis for a while. And then, like I said, then my older brother and I were by ourselves, and we went to Canada. We went to Mount Rushmore, which was amazing.
That's cool.
It was way cooler than I expected it to be, honestly.
Uh-huh.
I think we went to Mount Rushmore on the way there. I can't remember. And we saw the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
Was it big?
It was huge. And that was just crazy and weird and super funny. We went to a potato museum in Idaho.
Yeah.
And then we went to this really random museum of something like computers, or a museum of technology or something along those lines. And it was just in this random little college town in some state, I can't remember. And it was so random, but it was a really cool museum that was just there that I had never heard of or had no idea about. And yeah, that was just a super fun trip. It was really, like, we just got to see so many, you know, random things, and just kind of the middle of the country-ish. And, yeah, so that was super fun. That, that's definitely one of my favorite trips as an adult. And then probably, you know, like our honeymoon obviously was super fun, and
yeah, it
was
a crazy,
very different kind of trip.
It was. Yeah. That was your first time, right? Like being out of the country.
Besides Canada. Yeah.
Right.
That was my first time. And yeah, that was crazy in like a different way. It was very, it was very hectic, kind of.
Yeah.
Or very rushed in a way. Like, we were constantly on the move.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's crazy. I think there were some, like, kind of regrets, but it was fun, though. Like, I wish we would have maybe done less and stuff. So the reason why it was kind of rushed, it was obviously, you know, it was my fault. It was, I had the goal to do 25 countries before I turned 26 and all that. And so I had like seven more left or whatever, you know, to then hit my goal, meet the goal.
Right.
And so I was like, let's do the honeymoon. Let's go and to Europe. And like, there's so, you know, many countries out there, and they're so close to each other. We just, you know, knock it out. And, we did. But originally was seven to complete all like 25,
but then we switched it.
But then we did six because it was very
it was already
too intense.
So
yeah, it was already too intense.
Yeah,
but adding, you know, seven, it was just too much, like one more. So we ended up doing six, and but it was very fun.
It was very fun.
It was cool.
I think I wouldn't do it again in the same way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I wouldn't do a trip like that again, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe I would.
That's the most, what would you say? That's the most countries I've been within a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It was like a week and a half, like 12 days.
Yeah.
It was
and 12 so some, days, I think. A couple of the countries we were there for such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there, I still feel like we got to see some places fairly thoroughly. Like, I think we got to see London pretty well. We got to see the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Fairly well. I don't feel like we got to see enough at all of Germany or Belgium. We hardly saw anything.
Yeah. Yeah, my friends texted me and they were like, we're just stay in Germany. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just a random place, you know?
Yeah, as close to the border as we could be, basically. Yeah,
all we did is just eat there. There's one restaurant. It was like falafel thing. And then that's it. And with Belgium, we, you know, we didn't eat like waffles. Well, we did from this one like grocery store. Just from the
grocery store, yeah.
So, you know, all this stuff. But we did experience good stuff and got to...
We saw a little bit of Ireland, but I would love to go back and see more of Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland, I think, and also Iceland was really cool. Those are things that, you know, like, places I'd like to go back to, and London, I think, too. And,
definitely.
But yeah, it was very fun. Any future trips you want to, you like to go to? Like, you know, you have in mind?
The one kind of... I mean, there's lots of different places I'd like to go, but one specific... thing that I really want to do is go to Australia, and there's a lot of things I want to do in Australia, but specifically I really want to see the Australia Zoo.
Yeah.
It's huge, and you know, it was started by like Steve Irwin and his family, the crocodile hunter, and someday that's definitely one of my dreams, is to go and just see the zoo, because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's fun. That's cool. Yeah, I would like to go to what we're talking about, Australia. I like to go to New Zealand and just go visit the Hobbit, you know,
like where place, they filmed it, you know,
where they have it, and
and
look at that. I have a big love for New Zealand, and it's, you know, nature. It's natural nature. So yeah, I like to go there and then hit up Australia when I'm at it, and go with you to the zoo.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you want to come with me.
Yeah, so I like to do that.
Yeah,
it's pretty pricey.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty far from here, so
it is,
but one day.
Yeah, totally. Do we want to talk about a few traveling fails?
Yeah, when I think about traveling fails, I think about like falling. I don't know why. Like, when was the last time you fell?
Well, I remember one of your stories about like falling, kind of.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's...
Can I tell my story first, because mine is like super lame, but this was the first thing that came to my mind.
Go ahead.
Okay, my story is so lame. So the first thing that popped into my mind when I was thinking about traveling fails was, I think I was in junior high, and I was going to summer camp for the first time, and the day before, when I was packing all my stuff, I think I was very disorganized, and I don't know, but I did not have a list, I don't know what happened, but somehow my packing just got, like, it was not well planned out. So I get to camp, it's like a 4-hour drive to get to the summer camp. It was up near like Redding, California. And I get there and I realize very quickly, and I don't know how I realized it, but I realized very quickly that I did not bring tennis shoes. And I mean, this was like an outdoor, you know, this is summer camp where you're going to be like running around, playing games.
Yeah.
Doing all this stuff, and I did not bring tennis shoes, and I was like panicking. And I think my dad was the one who was dropping me off, and so I told him, I was like, oh my gosh, Dad, I forgot my tennis shoes. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I was panicking. So I think, if I remember correctly, I think he drove to the nearest town and bought me a pair of tennis shoes. Because there was no way he was going to drive home. Obviously, it would have been 8 hours round trip to go get me my shoes. So I think he drove to the nearest town and bought me a pair of tennis shoes and brought them back for me. Because it was kind of like, this was a week-long camp. I was going to be there for 7 days, and that would have been very difficult. And I definitely wouldn't have been able to participate in a lot of the activities that they were doing. Like, they wouldn't have let me if I didn't have, like, closed-toed shoes. So that happened, and then I was feeling like such an idiot, and I felt, I was, like, embarrassed and panicked and, like, really worried. I was already really anxious. This was the first time I was, like, sleeping away from home. So I, spoiler alert, I cried the whole week.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, I was talking to someone.
Like a true homeschooler.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So I was panicking about this, and I mentioned it to, like, a somebody who I didn't know him that well. He was, like, an older guy who was from, like, my church. And so, like, I kind of knew him. And I forgot why I was talking to him. But I said, I mentioned something about, like, oh, my gosh, I forgot my shoes. I can't believe it. And he goes, that's okay. The first time I came to camp, I forgot my Bible. And when he said that, I was like,
I forgot
my Bible.
Oh, my gosh.
And I, yeah, so here I was, I didn't really mention this, but here I was at a church camp, at, like, my church camp.
Yeah.
And I had, not only had I forgotten my tennis shoes to where I wouldn't be able to play games or anything, I also forgot my Bible whenever we were doing, like, the Bible studies and chapel and stuff.
You couldn't do it.
I was having to borrow, like, my friend's Bible or, like, share with her or borrow the counselor's Bible. I think I was borrowing the counselor's Bible a lot. And I honestly, I just felt like a heathen, like, oh, yeah, the kid who shows up to church camp with no Bible.
Dang.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that was a rough week. And like I said, I cried every day and I wrote letters to my mom.
Yeah, every day.
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, this is not really like a fail, but I did fall.
Well, so, I think it was a fail because.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
So we were in Cuba. We were staying somewhere, kind of like an Airbnb, you know. So someone was hosting us.
And it was someone's house, right?
Someone's house. And it's kind of like an apartment. There's other people there and staff staying. And we didn't have a key. So we would tell them, like, okay, this time we have to, like, be out of the house. And at this time we're going to come back. So they would have, like, the door open for us, right? So I think the one day we had to be up by like 5 or 6 or something because we were going to drive somewhere really far. Anyway, the night before we came back and they weren't around. So we're like, okay, I guess it's okay. You know, they'll be up. We wake up and get ready and stuff. We walk downstairs and we can't open the front door. It's locked.
So you're locked in, right?
We're locked in.
That's so weird. So
we're locked in. And so we're like, trying to look for a key and go to, like, their kitchen and stuff. Look, see, you know, there's some keys hanging on the wall. So I'll grab those and I can't. And this, like, house is kind of, like, connected to, like, another house and stuff. And so I, like, walk around, like, downstairs and kind of go outside. And then I see, like, the neighbor and they don't, like, I don't think they see me. And so I'm just trying to find a way out, you know, around the front door, like just trying to figure out, like, okay, is there another exit door? There wasn't. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to knock at on their, like, bedroom door, but I can, like, find that. So I thought, which I thought it was one, you know, their bedroom. It wasn't. I knock, some, you know, this someone else's door. And nobody answered. Nobody, you know, got up and stuff. So we're like, well, we have to leave. Like, the bus is waiting around the corner for us. Like,
oh, man.
You know, with the rest of the people, you know, that were they're already ready. They were on the bus at this point and stuff. It was like already like 10 minutes, you know, had passed or whatever. We're like, oh, we're late. Like, we have to be out of this house, right? You know, and we're going to have to run. So it's me and this other guy.
From
the mission trip and stuff. And he a little younger than I was. And so I was kind of like the one, like, kind of delegating, like, hey, we're going to do this and this and that. And so we're like, okay, well, our room is upstairs and there's a balcony and you could open the doors, you know, unlocked and stuff, and you could step outside.
Yeah.
Be on the balcony, pretty much on the roof, right, of the house. So we're like, we're gonna have to jump from the balcony. And so we get upstairs and kind of just scan real quick, okay, where is it safe for us to fall, you know, from the balcony? And so ground was concrete except for this little patch of grass. And so, like, okay, right there, we're gonna aim for the grass.
Oh my gosh.
So he goes first. He's pretty tall. He was like over 6 feet tall, like, uh-huh. I don't know. And so he goes first, and you know, he dangles from the balcony and lets go, and boom, he made it. And from like the balcony, it kind of looks very scary, you know?
Yeah,
it's,
I
like,
bet.
It's pretty high. It's like one story, you know?
Yeah.
High. And so it's like, okay, well, it's my turn. And I'm pretty short, you know? And so anyway, I like, you know, get myself all situated, and then I'm dangling. I'm holding on to the fence. There's like this fence, right? I'm holding on to the bars, and I don't want to let go because like I'm like scared. I'm like, yeah, no, this is high, you know? Like for him, you know, the other guy, he was pretty tall and stuff. So
you should have told him to catch you.
Right. And so I'm tangling and holding onto this fence, and it's just, I'm like, I can't anymore. I have to let go because it's hurting, you know, my hand. So I let go, bam, hit the floor, the grass, and I'm fine.
Did you land on your feet?
I land on like my like side, like on my bottom, like my leg.
Oh, really? Hits.
Yeah. And so I kind of landed on my side.
Ow.
And it was okay. And we're like, okay, we're going to have to now, you know, run. And so we run, and then the guide was there. He's like, what happened, you know? Yeah. And then so we just tell them, and we tell everybody else, like, yeah, we had to jump from the balcony because we were locked in. And so then that night we go back, you know, and we talk to the host, and they're like, oh, like, you know, like, what happened? Like, open the door, but you guys were here. And we're like, we had to jump from the balcony. And he was like, what?
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. And so he apologized. And from there on, you know, we tell him, okay, like, this time we're going to have to be awake and we're going to come back. And they're like, okay, cool. We'll be there. And so we had no problem afterwards. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that happened.
So with that, we had planned on talking about culture and like different cultures.
Like,
and
what is culture too? And
yeah, and our different cultures and all that. And we are out of time, but that's something that we'll definitely talk about in the future a lot. And I'm sure many different episodes. And that's kind of the other half of what learning about the world means. So not only traveling to different mm-hmm. physical places, but also learning about different cultures, and that's part of, you know, learning about the world.
Yeah, totally. So we're excited to dive into, just, you know, different cultures, our family cultures, mm-hmm. Church culture, you know, just our different experiences, you know, being in different cultures and stuff, and cultures.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're going to end it here. Remember to enter the giveaway, because we are doing a giveaway this week on mm-hmm. our Instagram, which is The Pulidos.
Yeah.
That's the Instagram handle. And today is the last episode that you need to listen to for the launch week. So you have to listen to all four episodes. So there's the intro episode, and then there were the three other episodes. This is the last one. And there will be questions posted about each of the episodes that you have to answer. Mm-hmm. And if you've listened to all four episodes, you should be able to
know the answer.
No, yeah, you should know the answer. They're not going to be like super tricky Easter egg type things.
Yeah.
So you can enter the giveaway on Instagram. Make sure that you do that, and you'll have probably a few days after this is released to to enter the giveaway, and then we will be announcing the winner. So don't miss that. And then also, if you want to ask questions for us to answer in a future episode, you can ask us questions on our Instagram, on our Facebook page, which is The Palethos, or you can email us. Our email address is thepalethospodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and with that being said, as Scott Wilson says, one day I hope to say that I have seen the world, but that day is not here yet.
See you later. See you next time.